Hey, hello, hi, welcome to and or back to the Equitheory podcast. I am your host, Jill Treese, and we did it. This is episode 100. That's CN in Spanish, I believe. 100. 100. 100. I did this 100 times. And I don't know if you guys know, but this is an ADHD awareness podcast, and we do have that. And to do something 100 times, that's 100 weeks that I have recorded. I have sat down 100 times and recorded an episode and successfully uploaded it and remembered. This is a feat, and I just kind of want to reminisce with you guys and talk about just all of the things. And also, I might have something for you. Maybe. Let's get into it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so first things first, there is new merch available. I spent the past week finalizing some little designs that I had been working on and uploaded them, got them all squared away. I can't remember if I addressed that I'm using Teespring, but I don't think anybody really cares. It's there, you know, is what it is. And hopefully at some point I will be able to order some of my own merch because I am currently not in a financial position to be able to do so. So, but that said, that doesn't mean I won't get it for you. So, yeah, to celebrate the 100 episodes, I will be giving away some of my merch to one of you people. And if you would like to enter, that's what we're saying. You can on my Instagram. It's the Equitheory Instagram. Just bebop on over there. There will be a graphic celebrating our 100th episode, and you can click on it and enter to win. And basically, all you have to do is just, you know, share the podcast, help us grow some more. We're at 100 episodes. You know, we're serious. You know, I'm so sorry. I feel corny, but like it is a big deal, honestly. And so I wanted to give back in some way, shape or form. So I'll pick somebody to get the item of merch of their choice and I will send it your way. Just, you know, share the podcast in some way, shape or form. Tag three friends and tell me why you like the podcast. And then, yeah, you don't have to like blow smoke up my ass, you know, but like, I just want to know what you like about it, you know, or maybe like an idea, something like that. Either way, it'll be on the graphic. Follow the directions there. Don't listen to me. But yeah, which is ironic because this is a podcast. And speaking of listening, we will be shifting right on back over to just audio only, which I think is unfortunate. I was really excited to do the video portion, but honestly, it really is just a whole lot of work and not a whole lot of ROI and not a whole lot of engagement on YouTube, which I mean, I expected, but also I was hoping it'd get a little bit better and it just hasn't. And, you know, I miss being able to record episodes at like, you know, super late at night or way too early in the morning. There were sometimes I would get fully ready for bed and like, lay down to go to sleep and then be like, I forgot to record a podcast episode. And I would get up and go spend an hour or two recording another episode. And there's just something a little bit more, I don't know. I don't know if I just feel weird being watched, but I find myself having a harder time like losing myself in what I'm talking about when I'm filming myself, because I have to stare at myself the whole time. Or I mean, I could stare at the tiny little camera on my iPad, but that, it's just, so anyway, I just kind of want to go back to the ethereal, like mysterious energy and find that persona again that just seems to overcome me when I am squirreled away in my dark little cave with no makeup on, looking like a bridge troll, a little gremlin in my office, just creating podcasts. I want to get back to that because having to do more makeup every time, it's just a hassle. You guys know I've been complaining about this for weeks. So if I was a dude or a human that did not wear makeup or feel socially pressured to do so or had significant acne and for my own self-esteem, then this probably wouldn't be such a hassle, but it'd be what it be sometimes, you know, but here we are. So, we are going back to audio only. You'll still be able to listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere podcasts are a thing. And, it'll still be available on YouTube as well. If you do listen on YouTube, I am going to go ahead and at some point repost the videos from the Jet Equitheory channel also on the Equitheory podcast channel, just so you know, to keep the sequential situation going. And then I'm going to continue posting the audio only episodes on that Equitheory podcast channel. So I have two YouTube channels, if that's not clear. I have Jet Equitheory and Equitheory podcast. I believe it's just called Equitheory. I might change it to Equitheory Podcast. But even if you don't listen on YouTube, if you wouldn't mind subscribing to that, that'd be great. So I can get to the, like, there's like a certain number of subscribers and watch time that you have to hit before you can start monetizing videos. So, you know, if you don't mind doing that, that'd be great. Or listening to a couple on there, that would also be fantastic. Yeah. So I think that's it. You know, I might bring the video back later at some point when my Wi-Fi's better, or you know, if I have need to. There might be some special episodes that we do video with, but I'm not feeling it right now, and that's just how we're gonna go. So, you know, I think that there are good arguments for both, but you know, doing the video and not doing the video, but I've just decided that it will be better for me and I'll be able to be a lot more consistent if I can not have to worry about lighting and makeup and my internet. So hopefully that improves things. But if you do miss my face and want to see me on a monthly basis, you can join the Equitheory Patreon. I will at some point have an updated Patreon automated ad that you will be able to skip through in the future. But for now, I'll give you the rundown. There are three tiers. There's one where you can just, you know, tip jar, $1 a month. There's the second tier that's $5 a month, and that gets you access to the Discord server and some discounts on merch and things like that, which you're going to want because, hey buddy, we got new merch. Okay. It'll be linked in the description. So check that out. But, additionally, there is the $10 tier. That is the Equitheorist tier, where you can join on live monthly meetings and you get to ask your behavior questions in real time to me and other budding behaviorists and get my input as well as theirs in, you know, in real time. I'm being redundant. So there's that. You'll be able to find that link in the description down below as well. I am just slowly collecting objects that my cat is trying to steal from me. This is a cable tie. But yeah, so anyway, that's that. This is episode 100, and I felt like it would be a good one for me to do or end the videoing on, just so you can see my face one last time, unless, of course, you're a patron. But yeah, so this will be the last time on the Jet Equitheory YouTube channel for the foreseeable future. There is a playlist where they're all organized as well on YouTube. Sorry, super all over the place, but what do you expect? We're just gonna push the little kitty cat right on off the table. Sorry. I know. I get comments about how annoying that is, but it's distracting for me. I struggle to talk through it. So, yeah. Again, I can pause without the video. I can just hit pause, do that, and I can go back, and then you'll never know what happened. So that's the goal for the next one. But yeah, I to get back on track, I wanted to talk about just sort of the journey of this podcast, because we have been on quite a journey, I would say. First, obviously, the podcast was named Equine in Theory, and now I think there's another podcast called Equine in Theory. It just snatched that name after I cast it aside. So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't listened to it, but I have seen it because I accidentally get tagged in it sometimes. But that used to be what this podcast was called. And then I decided I wanted to be able to talk about more people-related things as well, to just kind of broaden beyond solely about horses and training. And I just kind of wanted it to be a me podcast, you know, where I can talk about life and mental health, because, you know, my whole thing isn't just horses and training. It's also psychology, and I'm studying mental health and things like that. So I just wanted to be able to unite the two a little more. So I called it the Jet Reel Podcast, which is a pun of get real, because my initials spell jet. It was a thing. And then I got really re-inspired on the horses again and brought it right back. And then I decided, you know what, my brand is Equitheory. Let's just call it the Equitheory Podcast. And that's the one I'm happiest with. It does get annoying sometimes. Like on the last episode, I discussed Roe v. Wade and got some comments that were like, let's keep it horse related. Okay. It's the Equitheory Podcast. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Hey, is this your podcast? Did you name it? You didn't. I am aware of what the name is. I named it. It's also my brand and my business. I shall talk about what I want. And so that is how we are. I do listen to you guys, but that was a one-off, I will say, but something that I felt was really important to talk about and use my platform for. So that's what I'm going to do when I feel like it. But yeah, that's also like a pro, I guess, to moving it off of YouTube, because I don't have to look at comments. I think you can comment on Spotify now. And on my website, there should be a spot, because I have every single one of the episodes uploaded to my website. Yes, I did that. It was very tedious. But they are all up on equitheory.com. And I believe you can comment on that. Maybe. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm just, I lost my train of thought because I got angry. But the podcast has been through several different iterations, and now it is the Equitheory Podcast. And I really enjoy some podcasts that are really focused on a particular topic. Like the Feed Room Chemist is a great example of a podcast that has one topic. It's about nutrition for horses and everything that falls under that. And you can talk about their coat condition or their hoof care and condition, all under that nutritional category. And then I also like podcasts that don't really have a particular niche. And I know that it's bad business and it's bad branding to just be like, I'm everything. But if I had to pick my top three, it would be, this is a podcast about behavioral modification for horses and ethical training, positive reinforcement, Lima, all of that. There's one. And then two is mental health, psychology, just the growing pains of life. And then three, things that are going on with me, my horses, my life, and humanizing your host and sharing valuable lessons and tips or just stories that I find entertaining or that I've learned. And yeah, so I mean, it's all over the place, but that's the way I think it's most enjoyable. And it's really grown into being something more than just an educational horsey podcast. I mean, I really think that's how it started. So I've got my episode list pulled up in front of me, and it's like, what's positive reinforcement? The point of the clicker, Zoe's story. And then quickly, by episode 5, I'm into balancing horses with college and staying motivated. But then I talk about clinics and behavioral problems with positive reinforcement solutions. And then I did a running series on MAC, my horse that I was working with at the time for the Retired Racehorse Project. He's now named Arrow and doing great as far as I'm aware in Texas, South Texas somewhere. But yeah, so I mean, the podcast is, it's been through a couple different iterations just depending on what phase of my life we're in. And there were several long stretches that were really, really focused on training and riding. And if we're honest, most of those times are when Jill has been single and has an awful lot of free time and does only horse research, horse conversations, and horse work. And, you know, my life has cycled into different eras where, you know, the pandemic hit and then I had all this free time. And I believe that's, now I think I started the podcast in 2019, but you know, it's gone through several different iterations because the pandemic really allowed me to like focus on it and spend a lot of time with it. And you know, there was a long stretch of I'm working with horses, and then there have been some dry spells. So that's why I think it's nice to be able to have a wide range of topics to cover, because when, like right now, I haven't done much with the horses beyond holding them for the farrier and hosing them off because it's been so hot. So I'm just kind of making sure everybody's alive and not overheating. And that's really all I've been doing because I also have a lot of other things going on. So it's nice to be able to be like, I'm going to come on and I'm going to talk about a human-y thing. And I think that, like I said, when I was talking about the video, it's just a lot easier for me to get into the story and not be so in my head and worried about what face I'm making if there's no video. And then I think the stories come out a little bit better. But that said, yeah, I don't know. I just, I kind of miss that feeling. It's a flow state, if you will. I miss being in that. And this, I think, is a little disruptive for me. But, you know, I used to be able to just slip right into it and then I could talk forever. But with the video podcast, I've really had an issue going more than an hour. So I'm hopeful that, you know, I'll be able to hit the 2-hour podcast again soon. And the guest that I'm having on next week for episode 101, hopefully, unless something changes because I said it out loud now, hopefully, well, I bet, because I know that we could talk forever, will probably be quite a long episode, but I'm really excited for you guys to hear that. I just got done going to Best Buy today to get a cord so I could plug my phone into my audio interface. So hopefully I won't be, because, okay, here, let me show you guys this. So this is a phone stand that I have for my desk. And so I set my phone in the phone stand and put it next to my mic when I had my Blue Snowball mic. But now I have a fancier mic that doesn't pick up the sound from all around. So if I'm over here, you can't really hear me unless I'm talking directly into the mic. So that wasn't really going to work. And also, it just doesn't sound great. So hopefully that'll sound better with my phone actually plugged into the little machiney there. And I'll be able to hear it through my headphones, which is just cool. Nerdy technology things. I've learned so much. But yeah. Okay. I have my little list in front of me here, just reflecting on the podcast journey is my little subheading. It started just because I was so excited about positive reinforcement. I learned about it from Adele Shaw, and who is the Willing Equine on all social media. And, you know, I started talking to her about it at length, and then it got me really excited. And then I started doing all this research and reading, and then I was like, I'm going to do a podcast. And I remember I ordered my first mic, the Blue Snowball USB microphone. I ordered it off of Amazon, and which my student membership ran out. You only get 4 years of student membership, which sucks. I'm a grad student, but I'm still a student. Come on. So I no longer have Prime. But anyway, I ordered that microphone, and I remember I was so excited to get started with the podcast that like the mic was going to be delivered like 3 days after whenever. And I recorded the first episode of Equine in Theory on my iPhone because I didn't want to wait on the mic. I was so excited to get started. I had to. So, yeah, I got that. And then I got the mic, and then I started doing more episodes, and it's just like I never ran out of ideas, and I would always have a really good topic, you know, something that was going on that I just wanted to talk about and like walk you guys through. And I'm like looking at the episode times, and it was like 12 minutes, 17, 47, 35, 39, 20, 19. And they were all really short until like around episode 24 and 26 that they start hitting the like 40 to an hour mark. And then the longer you go, the closer they get to like 3 or 4 hours. And yeah. So I'm going to try not to do that again. I think 2 hours is probably where my brain starts failing everyone. So yeah, I don't know. It's really cool to see how it's evolved and how I got better at talking, I think. And then I took a really long break from it, and now I feel like I'm bad at it again. Do you see what I mean? But I'm working on getting back into it. And I feel like the first 20 minutes of this episode have been very meta, me podcasting about podcasting, but it is episode 100. So why not reflect on the podcasting, you know? But yeah, I mean, it's just so much has changed, and there's so much that I was able to do through the podcast, and so much that I've been able to learn, and so many opportunities and conversations that I never thought I'd be able to have. Like, when I got the email from Jim Masterson's team, I was like, what? I have like been peripherally aware of Jim Masterson for like 15 years. Like he's just always been a name that I've known. And then I got his book, I think the year or two before he came on my podcast. And that was just wild to me. Like just to not be like taking a lesson from them or something, but to just be like, they want to be on my platform was crazy. And, you know, I mean, it's not a massive podcast or anything, but that was still really, really cool to me. And, yeah, and beyond that, I mean, I had an animal communicator on. We all know how we feel about that episode, I think. But nevertheless, it was a really pleasant conversation. The communicator was super nice, and I enjoyed the conversation, and it's content, you know, and I think it was good content. And it certainly stirred up some opinions in people, you know, of like, I don't know, I don't believe it. And like, you know, it's just a cool episode because it got you like thinking and you were involved. Is this real or no? And, you know, I've had Shelby Dennis and Kane Meyer on, who are both incredible speakers, great guests, and have like so much to talk about and to bring to the table. And so, I mean, it's been really cool. And I'm excited for this next year. Or this next 100 episodes, I hope, of the podcast to see like who we can bring on and talk to, because like the thing about the podcast is it's always been like, I would never at 3 a.m. be like, oops, I forgot to post on Instagram and go post on Instagram, even though it takes significantly less time than making a podcast episode. But that's how much I loved it and still love it. It's just that now it takes a lot longer, but removing the video, well, yet again, if I remember at 11, I'll still be able to do an episode. And like, I can't wait to get back to feeling a little less pressure to do it. And just vibing with the creativity and the learning. But yeah, I mean, it's really cool to think about all the conversations that I've been able to have. And I can't wait for the ones that are to come. Because who knows? And also, if you know who you'd like me to have on the episode, drop that name in the show notes. There will be a link to a Google form it'll say Equitheory Listener Survey. If you'll just hit that, there's a question on there that asks what guests you'd like me to have on, and you can put that in there, and I'll add it to my list because I have like a whole page in my podcast planner, my virtual digital podcast planner that goes over guests. And also, if you have a guest suggestion, let me know what you want me to talk about with them. Like, what, you know, I mean, that might be something that we could do. I know that in the future when I have guests, if I don't already have a topic to discuss with them, I'm going to slide that into Discord and ask the Discord listeners what they would like me to ask the guest and like me to talk about, just to add more benefits to that. But on the Patreon front, I'm also hoping to grow that a little bit more in in the future. I've been filming and doing some voiceovers of some training so you can see how I'm working with the horses, and then what about the my thoughts are on the training, and like some things that I do wrong, some things I would have done better, so you can learn from my mistakes and also learn from my training and learn how to do things. And so I haven't opened that yet, but that tier will be coming soon. I kind of want to develop some more footage before I start that, but that is something that's coming. So in the meantime, you can join at the $10 tier for $10 a month. You get access to my brain and a bunch of other people's brains. It's normally the third or fourth Thursday of a month, towards the end of a month, usually on Thursdays. And since my boyfriend is leaving for Korea on August 5th, so that's like 2-3 weeks from now, which is big sad, but we're not going to be sad because this is episode 100. I will be able to do the Discord meetings on the weekends maybe, but I'm also like trying not to work on the weekends, so maybe we'll keep it at Thursday. I don't know. But yeah, so then you guys can join those, and in my opinion, it evens out, because how much do you normally pay for a lesson? So like 45 minutes for a lesson. A lot of people charge 35 to 45. Other parts of the world, more affluent areas, are more like 70 to 80 to 100, which is absurd. In my neck of the woods, it's always been like 35 to 45, sometimes 50. And so if you think about that, then say, okay, I'm on Discord with Jill and all these other people that study training neurotically for 3 to 4 hours for one night a month, and it's $10. I mean, I'm just saying, it kind of works out. You can ask any question you want and we'll all work through it together, or I'll work through it with you. I mean, it's just a great idea, to be honest. You should join. And hopefully by the end of this year, my internet will be better, and then I'll be able to have even better meetings, because sometimes I have to turn my video off to make my computer focus on audio. I don't know. Anyway, I keep derailing. There's so much that's happened with the podcast, and I think if I had to say my favorite thing that I did on the podcast was the Dominance Theory episodes. Number one, they were really popular, and I need to be able, I want so badly to do more deep dives, but they're so time consuming. Like the amount of research I had to do to make sure that I didn't step out of line on that episode, and that everything that I presented was like factually correct, and I'm not like just inserting my opinion. And like things that I knew to be true, I wanted to be sure that I had backing as well. So I had to like double research things that I already knew, and more things just to like, you know, bolster it. And so I had part one and part two, and then kind of the part three of it was the join up, a response where I covered join up top to bottom. That's episode 53, 54, and 58. And, yeah, those are just really cool, because I don't know, I was just able to like really hit a topic. It felt really organized, and I've always really liked teaching, and I'm not always the best at explaining things, but I think I really nailed it in those episodes. And you know, if you're not into the episodes, there's also a whole, like, I think it's like a 40-minute video where I condensed all of that, and they all did really well for a topic that's not mainstream. Like the numbers that my Dominance Theory video did were very similar to my other like show vlog video numbers. I think it was around 20,000, which isn't a whole lot for my channel, but now it's certainly a whole lot for my channel, but back in the day it was not. So I was really proud of that video, and those episodes are something that I see shared on Twitter, on Facebook all the time, with people being like, nope, actually Dominance Theory is not correct. This is why, listen to this episode. And it's just so cool that like I was able to compile something that so many people share, so they don't have to like write out a whole response and just be like, here, here's this thing that you need to listen to. And I've gotten a lot of comments about them being like, everyone needs to listen to this that trains animals, or that like before they start working with horses. And Like, that it just means a lot to me because I put so much effort into those episodes. And that's probably the coolest part of the podcast, I think. And there have been a lot of other episodes. Like, I really enjoyed the series that I did with Kane Meyer, Meyer Horsemanship on Instagram, where we talked about positive reinforcement riding. Like, how is that possible? How is it done? And it's a 4-part series, so it's quite long. And the episodes are like an hour and a half, an hour and 40, an hour and 50. And then part 4 was 3 hours long. So if you ever wanted to hear about positive reinforcement riding, how it's done, that is that series. Shortly after that, I did a 4-part series on a beginner's guide to positive reinforcement. So those are some of the bigger things that I've handled. But also, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many Q&A episodes there are. There are so many. So if you have an issue with your horse and fly spray or the water hose or aggression or just anything, there's probably an episode about it. And conveniently, on my website, if you go to the podcast page, there's a search bar. So if you're looking for anything in particular, you can just type in a keyword like trailer or fear or anxiety or something. And it'll probably be in the description of the episode because the titles don't always have every question that I cover just because it's too long. But yeah, it's just really cool that there's so many Q&As that I was able to do, walking you through like the thought process, even if it's not the approach you take, it's a thought process in attacking a particular situation with your horse. And so, yeah, I think that's cool. And if you do have a question you want me to discuss on the podcast, you can either become a member of the Patreon and, you know, you have first priority with your questions, or there is also in the description down below, there is another Google form that you can fill out that has your, it has like, I think it's a 500 character limit where you can ask a question and I may or may not answer it on the podcast, but it's worth a shot, right? So, I'm excited to read through those. I haven't looked at it yet, but, that'll be there. So yeah, I don't know. It's been a really cool ride. We've talked about a lot of things. I've shared a lot of things. Like, you guys are fully aware of my dating history that I made public. I made that choice again with the dark room gremlin under the bridge. That's what comes out. And, you know, I've been able to discuss a lot of science related things and bring, you know, a different opinion or side of horse training to light, which I think is really cool. And I'm honored and just grateful to be able to do it. And I've had so much fun with it and I can't wait to keep going. I know this fall I'm starting my practicum, which means I will be like in the field per se, like baby in the field. Like, I'm just sticking a toe in the field with my clinical mental health counseling degree. And so I'll be working there as well as here and on the internet. And by here, I mean with my boss and doing the horses and stuff. And then also trying to attend to both of my personal horses and her horses. And so it's going to be busy, but I'm really hoping that with making the podcast as easy as possible, it will be something that I'll be able to like really keep consistent on, even if I'm not able to be consistent with YouTube or my Instagram, the podcast. I'm really hoping will be there every single Tuesday. And something that you guys can look forward to, because I got so many comments when the podcast left and when it was coming back that were like, oh, I'm so mad. I love the podcast. I look forward to it every week. I've been listening to old episodes. I'm so excited for the podcast to come back. I've been re-listening in preparation. Like, and you know, I mean, it's not a whole lot of people. It's not like a million people, like a massive podcast, but it's enough. And also, I have podcasts like that. And like, some podcasts that I listen to that come out pretty frequently, like when the host gets sick or something, I'm like, oh, I mean, obviously it's bad that you're sick, but also like, I'm going to be out a whole week of episodes. What the heck? Like, you know, it's, I don't know. And to think that I'm that for somebody is cool. And I also really enjoy this podcast, so I don't want to go a week without doing it. So you know, it's something that I'm really excited to switch around a little bit and be a little bit more casual about, to have some conversations and still do the deep dives and sharing a lot about science and training walkthroughs and what's going on with my horses and also my life and answering questions. And like, I don't know, it's cool. And I think this nice little break with the videos has been a fun experiment, but I'm gonna give it a C. I did not enjoy, don't want to continue. And yeah, I hope that you guys had fun while we were here. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, the both of them, please .cod, and the Instagrams, keep up, since it won't be on this YouTube channel anymore, this Jet Equitheory one. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say. You know, I've been stressing for like 2 or 3 weeks now about doing episode 100 and like, what should I do? And I asked you guys on Jet Equitheory and on the Equitheory podcast Instagram, and I just really didn't get any responses that like hit. A lot of people were like, do a public Q&A. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the live streams I do just don't go super well. I might, but probably not. You know, that's something that I do on the Patreon once a month. And to open it up does also kind of feel like not so nice to them. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I also have, like, if you have a question and you don't want to become a member, you can ask down below in the questions on the Google form. But yeah, I don't know. I've been like, I don't know what to do for this episode. Like, should I do 100 questions or 100 this or, and I'm like, 100 of anything is kind of a lot. And I don't really like have a whole lot to say other than just like, thank you guys that have been along for this whole ride and for listening to the episode. And if you're new, thanks for joining. And I hope that it's something that, you know, you can enjoy and learn something from. There's a whole lot of episodes and I hope to do a whole lot more. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even really know how to talk about it. I love doing the podcast. It's like a weird obsession I have. Like, it doesn't feel like a normal proportion to like what it is and how good I feel like I am at it. It's like, I don't feel very good at it, but I love doing it. And I think about it constantly and I'm like making planners for it and redesigning the logo all the time. And like, how can I do this? And what can I do for this? And how can I blah, 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 and just doing so much all the time. But yeah, I don't know. This episode feels very all over the place, but they normally are. And everybody gets irritated at me when I say that repeatedly. I'm sorry. But yeah, so the podcast is not over and it's not leaving. It's just going back to audio only. You'll still be able to find us on YouTube and everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. Just be sure and rate and review it. It helps other people find it and pop up on their phones when they search like horse related things, or, you know, God forbid it gets big and then it gets recommended on like actual podcasting things. That would be cool. Let's do that. But yeah, you know what? I think I'm actually going to wrap this because there's kind of no point in me like just yammering on, because I think I've repeated the same thing a couple times. But I in my defense, I had a beef jerky stick and I had actual, and it's, what time is it? It's 4:30 and I had actual lunch at like 8. So, low blood sugar is happening, but I guess I can give a quick update on the ponies. Zoe is doing great. She is very gross and dirty at the moment, and I am hoping to give her a bath either tomorrow or Wednesday. I ran out of time today, but she just got her feet done and she's doing well. She's been having an issue with her hind left, and that she can't like pick it directly up or pick it up and back for the farrier. We have to bring it forward. And we were supposed to have the chiropractor come out 2 weeks ago, but her daughter got COVID and then she got COVID. And now I haven't heard from her this week. So I think next week we'll probably try and have her out if she's better. And then our massage therapist was like, yeah, it's hard to tell where it is. So we're working on that as well. Because she wasn't like particularly tight in any one area or particularly sore. She was thoroughly enjoying having her haunches worked on. So I'm like, it could be higher up in the leg, but I don't know which leg it is, because when she drops that left one, she lifts her right one, both hinds. So I'm thinking like maybe SI pain, or I mean, I can't imagine that going back would hurt the stifle or the hock more than going forward would. But yeah, I don't know. She's not like lame. I mean, she's moving fine. It's just picking it up is tricky. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's the right hind, because then she wouldn't be able to bring it forward. That would still be like standing on that left leg. But she like, after she lifts left one, if she drops it, then she automatically lifts up the right one. And I can't tell, because she was always a very polite horse for the farrier. Like, when we were competing and she had shoes on and had to pick up her feet like a lot, she would, like anytime the farrier would walk up to one foot, she would lift it for them instead of like waiting for them to ask. She would just pick them up. So I can't tell if she's like, no, take this one, I'll pick up this one, or if it's like a, I need to actually relax that. It doesn't look like that. So I don't know. It's confusing. But yeah, so we're trying to suss out what's going on with Zoe. Azula has spent the past 2 weeks with her face in the sprinkler. She doesn't leave the sprinkler and is thoroughly enjoying that. And I just walked over today. I've worked with her before on fly spray, but haven't really ever had to. She's not super like bothered by bugs. Like she doesn't stomp a whole lot and they don't really get to her too bad. And so I was carrying a bottle of fly spray and I walked past her and I was like, I wonder, since you're okay with the water hose and the sprinkler now, I wonder if this will be fine also. Totally fine. She was like, I don't care. And before I had to like use Astro as a shield to like be able to reinforce her. I did like a whole impromptu shaping situation where I got her pretty comfortable with it, but we needed a few more sessions and just didn't. And now the problem seems to have resolved itself because of the hose situation. The only thing she's not super in love with is the, because it's not consistent. So I need to work with her a little bit more on that. But I she was like totally like not the same horse and was like, oh, okay, well, that's happening. So I want it to be like a non-event, you know, not even a, oh, that's happening. So yeah, that's how they're doing. Everybody else is doing great. Astro left, and I think tomorrow we're gonna go visit Simba. Rip. Not Rip, actually, but he's at a racing barn because he is still intact. So he had to go live somewhere else where they have facilities for intact horses, because we don't. Rip to the last episode. But yeah. So I don't know if I updated you guys on DeGray, but he is in fact who he was thought to be. He just accidentally, I guess, got skipped with the gelding process, but he is gelded now. And he's resting and recovering from the surgery, and then I believe we'll be going back to racing. So I don't know if we'll be seeing him again. We might not. I don't know. But yeah, so we're going to go visit Simba tomorrow, check on him, see how he's doing. The owner of the other place said he's been doing great, getting along with the other colts. So as far as the other horses, they're pretty good. Yeah, we're just slowly trying to thin our herd a little bit, see if we can't rehome some peeps and or sell some. I think we're down to just Zach, who is not ready to be for sale, because randomly he just started dropping weight and we were like, what on earth is happening to him? Like he looks like an ASPCA rescue, and we couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. But he has a parrot mouth, so we were like, maybe he's just not getting enough. So we started locking him up, and we had dewormed him with both different types, and we were like, uh-oh, what's happening to Zach? And so we started locking him up to feed him separately to make sure he got all of his grain, put him on fodder, and the whole farm's on alfalfa pretty much. And so we were like, why is he not gaining weight? Everybody else looks like they're about to pop. They're so fat, and he's not. And so one day I had him in the stall. I can't remember why. Why was he in the stall? I can't remember, but he, oh, the massage therapist had worked on him, and I wanted to give him a haircut because he didn't get done when she was working on him. And so I put him in there to eat his fodder and take that, or get his haircut. And so since he relieved himself, I took the fecal to our vet, and apparently he was infested with strongyles, which is fun. So now we have to power pack him, and now we're like, okay, anybody else on the farm infested with strongyles? Nobody looks super skinny, but they don't always have to. So don't, we're going to have to like start doing fecals for everyone, I guess, and see what's going on with that. But hopefully we'll get him taken care of. Poor guy. We had no idea. And get him power packed and his health back on track. And his feet have just about grown out from the racetrack, so we should be having some pretty decent thoroughbred feet coming in soon, because he's been on a good diet for as long as we've had him back from the track. My timeline is so jacked up. I think it's been a year, might be under a year, I don't remember. But and then I'll start bringing him into work once he's all good, and then we'll be looking for his forever person. But yeah, I think that's about all we've got going on right now. We're just trying to get our numbers down, because I, like I said in one of the episodes, I was like, can we just have fun, maybe? Can we stop like having so many horses that every week is a vet emergency? Like, it's somebody's colicking, somebody's overheating, somebody has a foot issue, somebody is lame, somebody's losing weight, somebody is XYZ. Like, there's always something. There's too many horses, and we just don't have the staff and the facilities for that. And we want to be able to do shows and stuff out here, so it's like we gotta prioritize a little bit. So hopefully we'll be able to get our numbers to a more manageable one. They're already much more manageable, but still could stand to drop a few more. And selfishly, I'm like, we need to drop quite a few more, because I have two horses that I would like to mess with once in a while. So yeah, that's about where we're at, and hopefully I'll be able to share more stories about me messing with them in the coming times, coming episodes, because there's so much that I want to do with Azula, and she's just so keen and so excited to learn. And I really have a feeling training with her is going to be just like so fun. I mean, I'm sure we'll have challenges and whatnot, but like, I can't imagine that it's going to be a bad time with her, because she's just so keen and willing, and has really turned into more of her mother's attitude than her father's attitude, which everyone told me getting a Lori's Rocket, like she was going to be crazy because they're all hot. And she was for a really long time, but Lady, I am superior to her dam, is like super laid back, very easy, very chill, just like is the goodest girl, the goodest always. And Azula has really started to come into that and just like not be fazed by things and be like happy to go along with whatever. I mean, she's still Azula. She still has that little fiery streak, but it's like quieter confidence, you know. There's a saying that insecurities are loud and confidence is quiet, and she's come more into that confidence, I think, and has settled a lot, and it's just really cool to see that that shift in her. And it makes me feel a lot better, because she was making me nervous there for a while. I was like, oh my god, did I bite off more than I can chew? And getting a two-year-old with my timetable, and you know, but I don't think so. I think she's laid back enough, maybe, now that'll be good. But yeah, so I'm gonna wrap this episode up. Like I said, please don't forget that we're doing a little contesty thing, and you can head on over to the Equitheory Podcast Instagram, that's what that's called, and enter there. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys in next week's episode. It's going to be a really cool guest, I believe, if I can get it up in time. And then I think I'll be on vacation for a hot minute. So I hope that you guys are stoked and enjoy. But yeah. Okay. I think that's all I got. Okay. I'm gonna end the podcast now. Okay. Thanks for watching. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Bye.